Blog Talk Radio.
And hello there. This is Local Voter Education Program. We look to do a series between January and November and have a lot of candidates on for the election. And tonight's topic is the ISD is our topic. So we'll be getting going on here in just a minute with that show. People need to do these days is get back to working together. Well, what brings me to doing a topic on the ISD is the experience I've had with the dealing with the ISD lately, and it's been really unbelievable. But nevertheless, I thought I'd do a show on that and advertise it, hoping we can get some people to call in and give us some more information about the ISD too. I went by the high school and the middle school, because when I went to school, back then our Hanley Middle School had a wood shop. Teach you how to build cabinets, crafts, and stuff with wood. That's no longer there. And when I got to high school, I went to Eastern Hills High School. We had a mechanic shop. Teach you how to work on cars. That's no longer there. There is no skills in our schools. Also, there's really no civic teaching in our schools either. And that's how we're going to have to change the future, I believe, for this, our country, our city, everything right there, because the generations have been coming out of our schools. Well, they just don't quite get it. I can tell you that right now. Everybody's pretty much involved in their own little world, and unless something bites them direct right at them, you know, nothing's going to move them, no matter what you say or do. Sometimes I wonder if it's my approach or if it's just the time. It might be a combination of things, but it is hard to get people to get involved with doing anything in our city. And I believe that comes from being brainwashed by our media and our schools and our government being brainwashed not to be involved. And we have let a handful of self-righteous, untrustworthy, and filthy people in our system. And, you know, and a lot of people believe that it's someone else's job to take care of. I'm sure we've heard that before. You might have heard it. We've said it, but it's true right now. A lot of people believe it's someone else's job to take care of their city other than theirs. They're too busy, or it's not for them to do, or they've done their part, they paid their taxes, or they voted. Voting's not just the answer. You need to know who you're voting for, and that's why we're doing this local voter education program. But anyway, also the number to call in is 515-602-9610. If you'd like to have any questions, comments, and press 1, you're welcome to come on. I don't know what kind of turnout we're going to have tonight on this thing. I did do some advertisement for it, but I think it's very important to start paying attention to what's going on in our school boards and our schools. And let's move on to some things I'd like to know is, do you know what they're teaching in the schools? I hear all kind of things. If you're parents, you have kids, maybe you can contact me and let me know. If you don't know what they're teaching your kid in the school, then maybe it's time to know. It's very important to know what your kids. We just can't turn loose to these other people and let them control their mind. Especially in elementary, their minds are, you know, open for knowledge. They want to learn. And it depends on what we feed in those minds there. And if you're trusting our system to feed those minds the right way, that might be a mistake. Because right now what I'm seeing is they're not learning. And apparently, I don't know. That's what we've got right now. It's coming out of our system. No one's voting in our local election. No one pays attention to the local election. No one's voting or running for school board. I also wonder, is there any PTAs out there? Any PTAs? Okay. So actually, what we're going to do somehow or another, if we don't get people to wake up and get involved, I don't know where we're headed, but it's really, I don't believe it's a good way we're heading right now. And I think it is the pathway to total government control. Your children are not going to know how to do anything for themselves when it comes to building, you know, about our government. That's where you have a communist. When you have a communist country, there's no sense for having civics in school, is there? Because you have a dictatorship. And they just put whoever's in office, or and they decide. You really don't have no side. You just work and give your money and be happy with what you get. Well, there might be a lot of weak-minded people that don't mind that lifestyle, but that's just not mine, and especially by people that don't have a brain in their head. And that's what we got in our – I think it's a combination, big combination of what we got in our office between communism and stupidity and self-righteousness, and the people in office only have their own best interests at heart, what they can get. But so that's why we're, you know, doing this. And unless we can get people together, if anybody knows any PTAs, I'd love to go to a PTA meeting. Maybe we'll hold some. I'm building a new neighborhood association. I have the application in. I hear in John T. Watt. And if we get that approved, we'll be holding meetings at the John T. Watt School. And that is something that needs to be open up to by our, that's why we need people. We can't do anything without people coming together and do it. Everybody has left it for someone else to do. That's what I found out in the last 13 years. I mean, 13 years ago, I didn't know what was going on, period, in our local government. And I lived in a life believing that I could trust the people running our city. And surely we wouldn't have bad people in our own city. And I was sadly mistaken there big time when I came awake 13 years ago. And once you become awake, it's hard to close your eyes. So, and I've also been involved with council, and I've come to the conclusion for the future really is going to be involved with our school board and our schools. The way the employees that work for our school district have no respect for people, I've been hung up on, and they won't answer questions. The only person I have had some luck with is the superintendent of the school. I had to give her credit when I've called in. And operations, I wouldn't get no responses from Kelly Spencer or Mike in operations. Neither one was returning calls until I went to the superintendent. And I just kept coming in problems, and I had to go back to the superintendent. And I go to the superintendent, and I'd get some response out of her office. So I really got to say that I do appreciate that. That is something I hadn't really seen since I've been involved in our city council and through our, even our elections, our Tarrant County elections. I got people there, the public information's Bill Hanning. I called him about our election, and he wouldn't answer questions and hung up the phone. These are clearly signs of a government that has no respect for people, and this is where their money comes from. It's our money. And the biggest part of your property tax goes to the ISD. The largest amount goes to the ISD. And the only way we're going to make sure we get our money's worth is if we get together and hold these people accountable working in these schools. The president of the school board could have, which I am in the middle of trying to file a suit against the ISD right now. They broke a contract. After 21 days, I had a contract to rent a building, and they said there was a problem 21 days later in the application, and they broke the contract. Now, 21 days into it, I've already spent $1,100 in advertisement, you know. And what they did was they just sent me my check back in an envelope with no telling why or points or anything, just my chat, you know. It's like, you know, and they wouldn't want to answer any questions, you know. And so I've had to go at them for the last few months saying that no. And I did finally get them to put it in writing. It took a lot of calls, but they put in writing the reasons why they canceled or broke the contract. And it seems to be a problem in the application, okay? Well, I don't do the application. The people that do the application, this is where the mistake lies, right there. Even if there's something broken in it, I mean, that's a rule, and it's not being followed, it's because the application was not clearly done in the beginning. And so if there's anybody penalized, it'd be the people doing the application. But the real thing about this is that they didn't have to cancel my school up in front of me. I wrote into Mike, and I told him that, you know, we've had things happen in the past at ISD. I've rented a lot of schools in the past to hold meetings. And what's happened before when they pulled one up under me, the first one I wanted to rent was in 13, I was running, or 15, when I was running for office. And the day before the meeting there, they pulled it up under me saying you cannot campaign in schools. And that was kind of surprising. That was real surprising that you can't use the building to campaign in. And that's part of this communist thing here that's going on. This is all, it all ties together. Every bit of this ties down to keep people ignorant from what's going on. So, but anyway, they pulled it up front of me because I cannot campaign in a school. So what I did get out of the ISD to make up for that was they gave me two free rentals. And I used two free rentals, school rentals, to, I can talk about issues. No rule against that. Okay. But the reason why I want people to come together and do something, because we need to change that. We need to open those doors where candidates can campaign. They're just a building. On a Saturday and Sunday, they're an empty building that's located right there in your neighborhood. And it's a good place to try to get people more involved and convenient for the neighbors to come down and see who in the heck they're voting for. And that's something about local voter education. The first thing people ought to learn, if you've got a candidate that won't answer questions or come on here and take your phone call, that's all you don't want that person. That's all you need to know. You don't need to go any further. You're not very smart if you go any further with a candidate like that. Okay? That's not smart at all. So what we want to do is start teaching the kids in school, educating them, and simple things in life like that right there. There's just a few things you just got to know. If you know about candidates, it doesn't make that hard to decipher through which ones you want in office. The ones that won't return a phone call, you don't want that person in there. The ones that will not tell the truth, answer questions, do meetings. You know, your council members and that. The president of the school board, I waited all after one of the board meetings all the way to the end to talk to her. And she wouldn't give me the time of day. Take a look or anything. Walked out with her head up through the air and no respect. So this is what we got in our school boards and our council and that, because we don't vote. And the ones that do vote, most of them, they're either weak-minded or like the council member and board members and just want to do it. They're getting something out of it, and that's it. So somehow or another, we need to bring that to a change. We do got to bring that to a change. Let me get on to another part here. Let's see here. Okay. I'm not sure, like I said, the school tax money, most of my money goes there. Also, I came across this on our CCPD funds that the Fort Worth ISD received over several hundred thousand dollars in ISD CD funds. And I'm kind of wondering, why do they get money? That's another thing. And then they get money from the lottery. So the school brings in a lot of money. A lot of money. It's supposed to be giving us more. And on the east side of Fort Worth, we have the lowest turnout in classes. The lowest turnout, or at least the last time I checked. I hadn't checked in a while. But I know the east side of Fort Worth seems to be kind of a dumping area. And that's all due to because people have been brainwashed not to get involved or take any responsibility for the city they live in. And once you're grown and out like that, it's hard to try to reach people right now. So that's why I'm really going to kind of work toward the schools. And we got to reach to the elementary and reach to the kids that when they come out of school, out of high school, they already got it pounded in their brain to know who their council member is, who their mayor is, what district is, who their school boards are, members are. And pay attention to this. This is part of your everyday life. It's part of your responsibility. It's part of the job of living in the city. And if you don't want to take on that job, then get the hell out. We don't need no freeloaders laying around while everybody else does the work, okay? So, and that's what we got to do. Get the people out here that don't care, keep the ones in, and start cleaning up our city, especially the ones in office. And it could be done so easily. There's not that many people voting, and we got so many people here. So, but, you know, it's really hard to change this. You know, if our local media, like Channel 4, 5, 8, and 11, was to start sending out the word to unbrainwash people, we'd see a change. But that's not their job. Their job is to keep people dumbing down. You can learn about celebrity birthdays or sporting events or tragedy someplace else. Comes to losing free speech at City Hall, it's not mentioned. And that is the First Amendment in this country. And that is just mind-boggling to me. Why is it not mentioned? Why is that not news when Maddie Parker takes away the right to speak at city council from a million people? And that's not news. Because they want, as long as they keep people dummy down what's going on here, they really got control of this city, a handful of people or, I don't know. I would say a lot of the wealthy, too, and someone else behind a lot of this would be the Basses. The Basses have their hands big time in all this stuff here. They got a lot of money. They own the city. I've said before, instead of going to the city council meeting, where I go meet the Basses and talk to them if you want to get something done. They probably have more control of this city than Maddie Parker. So, and that's not a lie. That is a fact, probably, nevertheless. So, and same thing with the school board. It all works together. Our school board, city council, and what I've learned is there's a lack of respect for people because people don't stand up for themselves. And then, so, okay. Well, let's hope we get some calls in here. I don't know how much of a topic the show will be. I was hoping it would be a good topic that people really want to cue in. I don't know how many may be listening by internet, but the phone lines have not lit up at all on this. So, and it only kind of proves my point here is what it does. So, but anyway, this local voter education program is a this is really a good tool to use to try to get people involved. So, and I'm not going to rabble on all night long. If we don't have any people calling in the first half hour or so, I'll just call it I'll call it a night. And I can be really happy because Frisco beat the Eagles in football, and Dallas has got them next Sunday. And if we could beat the Eagles, we'd be back on top of the world. So that would be good. So, yeah, I'd call it not. I'm feeling good about that, too. Right, so, but anyway, my contact on my website, fwdistrict5.com. You can reach me there. Or b.willoughby@live.com. You can reach me there. Or you can call myself, 817-726-4416. But if you have kids in school, and I know a lot of people sometimes come back to these pods and listen to them later. So, and I'll tell you, I've been doing this for over a year. Often we don't do regular shows, but I do them as we got topics. And I plan on trying to gear up to a lot of shows between January and November for our midterm elections and get these candidates on and try to get people to know who to vote for and that. But I noticed out of all our shows, my biggest turnout was when I was talking about the police. That was the our highest amount watching when it's about that. And that was a hot topic. So, and we had a few candidates on that drawed quite a bit. But when I can look back on most of the topics, just like this ISD topic, or if I talk about CCP funds or the redistricting or the budget, you don't get too many people that seem to tune in. Or a council. It's when you have a candidate on, and like I said, or the police was one of those topics that lit up pretty good. And the and we did have a good one about the water bill a while back. But anyway, But anyway, this is a good tool, easy way to communicate. All you got to do is have a phone. You can be anywhere in the United States and pick up the phone and call and listen into the show. And if you have a question or want to answer, all you got to do is push one. You're communicating. It's kind of like it's an open meeting to me. And that's what I invited our new administrator from the election office, which I have that contested in court right now. And the judge gave me till it's going to move it up to January. And I have contested the District 5 city council race against Gina Bivens. Our election, all this ties together. And we got to get into the schools, start teaching kids so we don't have this crap going on. Because what happened in this last election, I've ran over 4 times. And I've seen the pattern and knowing what's going on. And the incumbent will automatically get 2,000 or 3,000 votes automatically. It's an uphill battle for anybody to run. And when we only got about 3% or 2% voting, that's not many people. And that's the problem there. But nevertheless, this our election in, what was it? Oh, where are we at? We're at 2019 election for Council District 5. It was 4,400 people voting. We probably had about 80,000 people in the district. And in 2021, it was 5,700 in District 5. We've gone up some, too. I'm pretty sure we grew up to maybe 90,000 or more. And then in 2023, they say we're around 100,000 people. It was 3,300 votes. It dropped below 2019. So that raised a question to me in my head. I thought, that don't sound right, dropping that many, 2,000 votes. But not only that, is in the pictures why I contested. Also, a person released a video of the final counting at the Tarrant County Election Board where they're doing the counting and that. And the way it is run is so unorganized. It's not professionally run. You got people going in and out with the lunch pails. You got the officer over on his phone all day. I mean, they show this thing for hours. They fast forward to certain parts and let it fast forward. But it's like ours, and it's taped from them where they're doing the finals. And there's a girl they're talking about in there, Kat. She's a second in charge there. And they're talking about her. The guy's narrating this thing. We don't know who put this out, and I don't know who narrated, but it can be gotten. It is public information here. But he narrates this thing, and he shows a lot of things on there. There are a lot of questions that need to be answered about that video. And when it came out, I spread around Facebook and next door and everywhere. So I put it out everywhere. I couldn't believe all the stuff in there. And you see this girl at the end of the thing. There's several things she talks about. But at the end, you actually see her print stuff out of the machine and walk out and close the door and turn off the light. For one thing, she's the only one left in the room. For one thing, that should be wrong. Two, if you can take anything out, there should be someone else verifying what you're taking out of that room. This is the final voting stage, and there's never should be one time that they're left alone in there. But you can see where one thing that comes to mind he talked about in that video was the overseas ballots that came in. So there were 610, something like that, ballots that came in from overseas. And this is in the 2022 midterm election. And this is when it was. But these overseas ballots, he says that they're addressed inside the states, and everyone on those that voted have never voted in this county before, in this area before. So, and this is easily can be proved or disproved, So, and another thing about it, he said that it was like 90% Democrat, and that was not normal, usually, that many on one side. So, and that's, doesn't sound normal to me either, not even being there, but it doesn't sound normal, A 40-60 maybe or something like that, or I'd say it's more closer than 90% one way. But nevertheless, those things can easily be proven and debunked and not stop the rumor, stop the, and we should know. This is our voting system. And when I called, I was told to talk to Bill Hanning, our public information for the Tarrant County elections, said he was not going to answer any questions and hung the phone up. So that leaves me, more skeptical about what's going on with our voting here. And then I went to the commissioner's court about this. Tim O'Hara is our county judge. He has a lot of power over this. That's where our main person is right there. And I told him I wanted someone to answer some questions. Bill hung up. We're entitled to these questions. This is ridiculous, you know. And so he made some calls. Something anyway, the new administrator, I got reached by the administrator because I did try to call the administrator too, Chuck Wigbutt, whatever his name is, the new one here from Wyoming. And that's another beautiful thing too. A lot of the people that work for our city and our system and stuff, you'll find a lot of them come from out of town. And I'm coming from here, out of state. He came from Wyoming. And but anyway, I was trying to get him. I called him, and he said he wasn't quite in position yet. He's going to be the new administrator. The other one's, and after that video came out, I kind of jumped the gun here. Let's go back. That video came out. That cat, she stepped down. She resigned right after that and came out and made all kind of public things on Facebook, which I got some pages of it, and also on Let's Talk for Orp Live, and when you hear her talk, she has mental problems. She is bipolar, and she's had a lot of other mental problems and stuff, and started talking about all that when she came out. So it looks like, okay, someone's exposed something here, and this is maybe some criminal charges here. If this is true, what we've seen on that video and what they're saying there is true, there should be some criminal charges here, and they shouldn't get away with this, okay? But anyway, she stepped down. It looked like she was playing the mental card. So if anything came down, maybe she could say, I was ill. I didn't know, you know. So that's what it sure did look like. And, I mean, she was all over the place with this, and I got pages of it, and I couldn't believe some of the things she was saying. But nevertheless, she stepped down. The administrator met with Tim O'Hara, the county judge, behind closed doors, and then he stepped down. Bill Hannon wouldn't answer questions. We got a new administrator coming in from Wyoming. Not like we could hire someone here, right? Okay. But anyway, and I called him, and he said he wasn't in office till the end of the month. And I said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a couple of months so you can get situated, get settled. I'm real flexible, and a lot of people, you know, a lot of these people in this business will take kindness as a sign of weakness. That's what they do. And I always try to give people the upper hand here, the upper, you know, the thing. But anyway, I gave him a couple of months to and about 3 months went by, and I called him back. And at first, he wasn't answering, wasn't returning the calls. And I got a hold of Tim and sent him an email, and then I got a call from, he contacted me. And he was playing games with me, you know, wouldn't come out and answer. Then he wanted to know what the questions were going to be if he came on the show, and he wanted all this kind of stuff, and he just kind of couldn't be here for that date or this, and I really wanted to go behind closed doors and do his meeting, but no, I wanted to do an open meeting so that if I do anything with these people, I want to do an open meeting. That's what this program is great about, because I can bring it open, and if you want to hear, you can call in and hear. If you want to ask a question, you can ask a question. That's called transparency is what it's called, and that's what's missing. But anyway, so, yeah, he's playing games with me over a couple of weeks trying to nail him down to come on and answer some of these questions. I want to answer that. Some other people might want to call and ask questions about that video, too, and all that, and let's get it cleared up. And I couldn't get anything out of it. And then I see in my email he's appearing at the Women's Democrat meeting and taking questions, come in and meet the new administrator, ask questions, whatever the hell has, and, you know. So I really felt like, now that's really being snub-nosed to me, I'll tell you. I don't like that. And you know why? He did the Democrats because he's going to get soft questions there where he went to. And where we're going to bring him on our program and do an open meeting, he's liable to get hard questions. And he doesn't want to take any hard questions. And that's no good in the system. And that's the problem in the whole system. We let these people get away with murder. So I'm all for getting him out of here. Send him back to Wyoming, pack him up, and move on. And he can take Bill Hannon with him, too. The guy didn't answer. He'd be fired, Bill Hannon, would, at a private job. He could not get away with doing that. But anyway, we got way off the school topic a little bit here. But it's all through our whole system. You'll find it in the whole system, the way these employees act. And we'll get back to the ISD employees And when they pulled the school up underneath me, I had rented the John T. White School because we're starting a new neighborhood association, what we're working on. I mean, really. There was no reason in the world they could not let us go ahead and do the meeting and then fix that on the next time we rented to make sure that problem was fixed then and not have none of this go on. But it was pulled because, well, my council member, Gina Bivens, she's tied in tight with the school board, Christine Moss and Q and all them. So it's all tied together. And Gina Bivens, the council member here in District 5, does not want this new neighborhood association that I'm trying to get off the ground here, because she controls the John T. White Neighborhood Association now. And people don't know how important it is to have a good neighborhood association. There again, we've just been dumbed down so much. And all these little areas that people don't think is important, they have been neglected. And the crooks and the bad people that are getting everything for themselves out of us knows this, and they are taking advantage of it. And it's like the best-kept, wide-open secret, really. So, and every time I start on something, it kind of ties to something else with this whole system. But at the end of the day, the only answer is going to be the new generation of kids coming out. I don't think we can get enough people to do anything right now. And I'm hoping that this city will hold together long enough and not get destroyed before these kids grow up or get coming out of school into a... This could be a lot better city if we just have people to get involved, a whole lot better, and be so easy to turn around. But anyway, I kind of got off there a little bit. But the ISD, anyway, when they pulled it up under me, I was going to take them to small claims court. So I want to argue that case, small claims, and say that, hey, I think the problem lies with the application. It should have been done right the first time. They didn't done right. The mistake's there. That's where it's at. That's where I didn't make the mistake. I don't make the applications. I don't recheck all this stuff. How can I? And I done spent $1,100. So I want my money back. You broke a contract on me, put out a lot, back. So, take a small claims court. I need a representative from the ISD. You can't just put down legal department ISD. You have to have a name of a representative. Now, this is the ISD, the people that's in charge of this kids and all this stuff. And if their attitude's like this, then you got to be concerned about what's going on inside this system here and who's teaching and what's going on. This is terrible. They would not give me a name. I called. I had to call back again. Several days later, I tried again. And the receptionist said, hold on just a minute. And then she came back and said, we're not going to give you one. And then hung the phone up. Now, in my days, that's rude. That's disrespectful rude. This is not a private business. This is the ISD. It's ours, ISD, our money, our school, our creation. This is our creation, actually. And we're letting it run like a monster, I'll tell you. And but anyway, she hung the phone up. It's on my website, fwdistrict5.com. You can listen to the recording. I record most of my calls, especially anywhere where I know there's problems. I definitely record them in any part of the system. But nevertheless, she hung up on me. And I got a hold of her later, about a week later, and asked her, why did she hang up on me? And said, because what more say? And I asked her, how did she know? And she didn't have nothing else to say there. And she didn't answer my question. Just went on and said, you want to talk to a lawyer. It's like they're really going to return a call. No. So anyway, I went back to the superintendent once again and left the message there. And about 3 days later, I got a call from someone, a pretty nice girl from the ISD. And I told her, look, all I need is a name on a piece of paper. I want to file this suit. I need a representative. Who's going to do that for the ISD? It's that simple. She seemed very nice and very well to get this for me, but it's been over 2 weeks now, and I hadn't got that. And I called the ISD the other day. I think last Friday I called again. I called the president. I'm at the superintendent's office once again and said, it's been 2 weeks from this girl. I have not got a name. Well, you got to go through to get this stuff. So this is a problem, people. It is a real problem. They got control and shutting us out. And you're just as important as they are. Everybody's just as important. And we're more important. The city is nothing but a big business. And we are the stockholders. And we're not taught that. So I want to get into the schools. I want to start teaching kids. They are stockholders in our city. Change the name of mayor to chair. And change council member to board. and change the people to stockholders and run it like you do a business. We got say in it, and when our board members or our chair's not doing right, we get them out, and we start working together. So anyway, well, we're into this thing for over 35 minutes, and I have not seen one phone call in here yet. So apparently no one's that interested here, and like I said, maybe it's my approach. I did put out 150 leaflets at the schools. I went around to the cars in the parking lot and trying to reach parents there. I didn't see anything. It was going to run a half-page ad in the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. It cost $1,350, but we didn't get it in time, which I am going to run one in there. I do not like the Star-Telegram whatsoever. It's like giving money to Satan. But somehow or another, we have got to reach the people out there on that. So I tell you what, let's go ahead and run this little commercial I made here, and I'll be back for a closing in a minute.
You are listening to the Local Voter Education Program. If there ever been a time for local voter education, the time is now. It should be distributed through our schools and our city council. And local media, all we ever hear is to go vote. Some people vote by being told who to vote for. Some vote by party. Some vote by gender. And some vote for candidates by the color of their eyes. School buildings are convenient in neighborhoods and are ideal for candidate debates. We need to get the Fort Worth ISD to open the doors to candidates. The only candidates who have ever used a Fort Worth school for a campaign are Fort Worth Mayor Bestie Price, Councilmember Gina Bibbins, and candidate Bob Willoughby. We are working to do programs from January through November with candidates for midterm elections. But it costs to promote the program $1,000 for a full-page ad in the Fort Worth Weekly and $1,350 for a half-page in the Star-Telegram. What we need from you to learn about your council and school board members, and help us find businesses to donate $100 a month for 10 months, with a check made out to the Fort Worth Weekly. For more information, call 817-446-7056 or contact us at b.willoughby@live.com. Thank you, and let's get back to the program.
Okay, I know I bounced around a bit here. I did want to bounce back to the election just a second when I was talking about the contest was. There's three things. Either there's voter fraud, or there's voter negligence in our counting there, big time. It's like a blunder in there. It could be very much. Or people just give up on voting. Because in District 5, we dropped 2,000 votes. Gina Bibbins was elected with only 2,400 votes, around 2% of the district. That's it. And I know people just don't understand, but once you lose all this stuff completely, it's not going to be the same world you're living in now. You may see a different world, a different city, a different thing. We don't need to be losing this. We've got to take it back. I guess, like I say, until something catastrophic happens, as Dr. Fulton said, people aren't going to do anything. So anyway, so my head is turned to more at the school board and at the schools and the elementaries and that and teachers and seeing if there's anything we can try to get planted to go that way, any kind of seed we can get planted to start working on these kids, to teach them when they come out of school how to have respect for people, learn about honesty, and to take care of their city is not a privilege, it's an obligation to take care of your city. And we're not taught that. That's why we don't do it. And it's hard to get through elders once they get grown up in their mindset. When it's hard to get through that area, but the young ones, that's the holy hope to turn this tide. It's like turning a big ship. You don't do it overnight. It's beyond my time here before I leave this world or whatever. I'm gonna spend my time trying to. I don't know how exactly, but I'm gonna go to the school boards and see what we can do. Try to get more people to help PTAs and stuff like that. And I work in my neighborhood association. I'm just doing ground root stuff, so that's all I can do. But in hope that our city will hold together. And, I know it doesn't do much good because if you don't see it, you don't feel it, you don't understand it. That's the problem. We go by feeling and not by using our minds, and education. Because what I'm going to tell you here is that I used to tour a lot in the 90s and going all around, been over to Europe and Canada and over the states multiple times from one end to the other end. And Detroit went bust. And when you see a city go bust and you go in there and you see the city, the part of us that's gone down and everybody moved out and the houses empty, and you see that, it's a mess. I mean, they've rebuilt back up. They're coming back up and everything they have. But don't think it can't happen in Fort Worth. It can happen. And that's another thing. I'm glad if I keep going on here, I keep going on things. In our schools, not only that we don't have trades, I'm wondering about history. It seems like people want to erase the bad parts of history. And the bad parts of history is what shows us where we go wrong so we don't make the same mistake again. And that's what I kind of worried about that, too. I'd love to get someone to get inside the schools to help start learning what they're teaching in our elementary and how do we go about getting other stuff taught to the kids in school that come out that they're more educated on, moral values, life, and things like that instead of, I don't explain it. The way the system wants to breed them out of school is to make them robots, actually. Give you an apartment to live in. That's the thing. We're getting flooded with apartments. You never own an apartment. If you never own something, you don't feel like you have any roots. That's something about the beauty of owning a home when you buy it. You start planting roots. You're putting money into it. It's growing there, That's important. So, but anyway, I'd like to see it change. Maybe I'm too old-fashioned. I don't know. But nevertheless, we've got a show coming up January the 14th with, Mr. William Knight. He'll be on the 14th January. He is a conservative criminal district 2 court is what he's running for, a judge, criminal judge. But anyway, he'll be on the show, and I don't know what district. I'll find out how big or get a map of that district when we get closer to it. But Court 2, conservative for criminal district Court 2, okay? This is the primaries. I don't know who's running in the Democrat. Today is the 3rd. The 11th of December is when the everybody's going to be on the ballot that's running. We'll have filed by then. That's the last day, December 11th. See, this is the kind of news they don't tell anybody. Same thing about council and stuff like that. They don't tell you when it's open to run for office. And a lot of the stuff they don't tell you about. It should be on billboards, actually, if you want to run for Congress or all that. But instead, it's kind of a tight inside group, and they really don't want the outsiders in. That might be good. So like I've said a lot of times, a lot of bad people are put in office by good people that don't vote. So, but anyway, he's running, and he's got a counterpartner, and the judge that's in that seat is stepping down. So one of these is going to be a judge. Now, I wouldn't mind having a criminal judge on my side here. I might take out also, he has a counterpartner running, and I have reached out to his counterpartner, and I did not get a response. I'll try again just in case they didn't get it between now and then, and that will invite them on the show, and we do show the candidates. I always like to try to get both parties, both sides, everybody on this that's in opposition of each other. That way we get more out of the show and learn what's going on. How many times you watch these half-hour shows like on Channel 8 or 5 or what are they called, Texas Today or whatever, I can't think of the name, they do kind of a interview with candidates and stuff. And but a lot of times they just have one side on. They don't have the other side. So we need to get both sides on the show. And these are both Republicans here. We're in the primaries. That's what's going on right now. It's kind of like the playoffs to get to the Super Bowl. And so we'll be looking after 11, see who all's running, who's on the ballot, and who wants to come on our show with us. And we're going to try to do some full-page ads in the Fort Worth Weekly to advertise the show and run some in the Star Telegram to see if that will lighten anything up or not. It sure is expensive, so, and we're working to try to find some businesses to help us out here with that, and it's 100% write-off. They make the check out right to Fort Worth Weekly. It shows you that we're a nonprofit. It costs us quite a bit to do this. And we're not asking for money in our pocket at all. What's more important than a day is to get people back involved. That's more important than anything. I don't want to, that is the whole thing. And that's what we're going to need. It's the answer. And so, but anyway, if we can get some business, which is nothing, $100 a month for 10 months is nothing. I do have some helping out right now. We do got some contributing, but we want to get more. We need more advertisement out there to try to get the show off the ground more, to get more people involved, know what's going on. It's tough, and it's, you know, so, and, you know, if I had Trump's money, you know, I'd have no problem at all. Matter of fact, if I had Trump's money, I'd be chasing a lot of people out of this town, but I don't. Reality is I've got just enough to kind of do this and go after Mayor Matty Parker's where most of my budget goes to, because the answer to our city, to fix any problem, and people don't understand this, all broke up in different areas they're going after. Heckle, one's going about chemicals and stuff in their area. Another one's going about a homeless thing being built downtown. And it just goes on and on with each little group has their own issue. And some of them very important issues, you know. Some are about murder and killings in some areas, you know. Yes, all these issues are very important. But they're all broken up in little sections, okay? And they're not going to get any worse unless we all come together and put in a mayor in the city that cares about the city. Now, that's the answer right there. The mayor has to be. Matthew 12, verse 33, it says in the Bible that if the tree is good, it'll bear good fruit. And if the tree is rotten, it'll bear bad fruit. And that's what the mayor is. She is. This mayor is the tree of the city. The branches go out from there. And she is rotten. And we have a lot of rotten branches going out that way. I've been down to city council over 100 times for the last 13 years. And sometimes I still can't believe what all she's done to this council in 2 years, what she's done to our city. And 24 months, and then ask for a triple paying salary. This is outrageous. But nevertheless, like I say, the answer to all this is the people. And as long as they keep the people dummy down like they got it, they're going to have their way with our money, and we're going to suffer for it. I'll tell you, and your kids are going to suffer, and the generations that come, and that. So be it. I guess that's it. I mean, you know, if it wasn't for dying, I'd be really worried. I'll tell you right now, I'd be terrified if it wasn't for dying. That's my escape clause. So while I'm here, we'll just tackle this and do what we can, whether I'm doing it right or wrong. It's left to be seen, but nevertheless, I'm trying. And I think we need some more people to step up the bat to start making a change. And I'm not for one of those to go on the I go to the source of the problem, like I say, to the very source. School board president, there's a problem there. She's disrespectful. And I'll take that from anybody. I'm just as good as her. Matter of fact, I'm better than her at this point in time. When these people don't answer return calls or give you the time of day, they are not worth a dime to me. No, but nevertheless, so between now and the next election, I'm hoping that we can keep putting words out there and through my neighborhood association, try to find people to run for school board to serve. It's ideal for an older person that's already chased after their dreams, and now you want to do something in your older years a little bit, give back to the city. It's ideal. That's where the ideal thing comes from. Your young years, you need to be involved, keeping an eye on what's going on. And in older years, you get to your point in life, give back a little bit, serve for a few years, but actually serve. Don't get to try to get in this to like they're doing now, just to fulfill your own wicked needs. That's all they're in there for. And they're getting away with it big time. And that's what I'd like to see changed, to get people in these offices and our school board, our council, and across our system that actually. And there is some good people in our system, don't get me wrong, there are some good, but there is a lot of bad. And I'll tell you, birds of a feather flock together, and that's what we've got, a lot of bad in there. So, that. Okay, well, what we got here? It's coming up close to 8 o'clock now, and like I say, our next show will be the 14th, and I guess that's about all the rambling I want to do for the night anyway. So I appreciate anybody who tunes in and comes in and listens to the podcast, whatever. And if anybody likes music, I do a music podcast too. You can go to my website, scroll up a little bit, you'll see several buttons to different pages, so find stuff there. I update the website all the time with stuff. If you want to know what's going on here and get involved more, you can also sign up my email list on my website through that contact there. We have an email list, and it's not used to just constantly bombard you with emails or anything like that, just for when we have shows, and if I have direct stuff with the city, board members, council members, people that hold a position that affect our city. That's what my emails are usually dealing with that. I don't send emails to just or deal with individuals. And there's a lot of them on next door that would like to, and on Facebook and now that would like to just fight with me back and forth or try to protect the council member. And I don't waste any time on that. They're nobody. They're not. They don't work for the city, so I don't waste my time there. But my time is, I do spend it with going back and forth to the city and getting answers from the city attorney or the city manager and not getting answers from the school board president, which we need to be. But anyway, but we got three court cases going on filed in the city, and we're going to do four at the ISD. Or ever give me a name, I'm working on it. And some people told me a name that I can put down, but that's no good. Here's the problem. It's more the problem the way they're acting than the actual problem itself is. That's the way they're acting is more important. That's what it became. They're not. It shouldn't be like that for anybody. If you ever need to sue the ISD, they should be able to give you a name right up front without hesitation. And that's what we're working to change. That is the key thing right there, more than the money or the lawsuit I have there. The other three lawsuits, one we got coming up in January, will be the contest of the District 5 election. Because we know there's one of three things: either people quit voting, or there's fraud, or there's actually probably maybe all three. I don't know, but anyway, we need to know. We need to have another run election District 5 with different counters, and that's one other thing real quick. The girl that stepped down, they put her back in there again, in their count. And when she came out of there, one of the things she said publicly was that she was a radical left wing Democrat publicly. She put herself just like that, a left wing, and she's in charge of the votes. I don't feel comfortable. Gina Bivens is a Democrat, and I'm not a Republican. I voted Republican. I'm a big Trump fan because I don't think he's a candidate. He's not a politician. He's a businessman. You may not like him, but he is a businessman. But and also the reason I went for Trump a lot, too, is because he's the one that's turned my eyes against a lot of these so-called Republicans. He'll go after anybody, and that's what I like, and that's what we need, people that will go after anybody. They follow right and wrong to the best of their knowledge, not party or friends or things that benefit them that guide their decisions, just simply right and wrong on that. So, but nevertheless, but anyway, with her back in there, and these are the kind of questions we wanted to ask Clint. His name, Clint Woodwick, I believe, is the administrator, if he'd ever come on and do the show, which I'll be going back to the commissioner's court again with Tim. Tim's been pretty good since he's got elected. I've heard some good things about him as county mayor. And I tell you, I didn't know anything about our county mayor until just a few years ago. I've been so wrapped up with just city council, but I have gotten to learn somewhat about our commissioners, and that is something to pay attention to, is our commissioners and our county mayor there. That's county judge is like the mayor, they say. That's what it is. And you have your local city mayors. But Tim has done some, and it has a lot to do with your property tax, has a lot to do with elections and everything. So far down the grapevine, I've heard some things he's done that's pretty good. He's been on the show before. We'll be contacting him again here or going to the commissioner's court again. Because I'm not giving up. I want some freaking answers. I want these people to start treating us with respect. This treating us like garbage just not doesn't work with me, okay? I don't roll over. So, but anyway, I'll be there for that. But we got a case against that. I filed one against Maddie Parker. She has banned me from city council meetings without just cause. I sent it to the attorney, Luann, asking to supply me with the documents that support her actions of banning me from city hall till January, and they've not replied. And if they, you know, you can put anything on paper you want or say anything you want to, but you have to have documents to support it. I don't think you can go into a courthouse and just say it, and then they hold it. You have to have documents to support these actions. And I've done nothing to justify her actions, so I'm suing her for $50,000. that, and it's, and also harassment and several things, because since she's been in office, they played so many shenanigans on me. They pulled a quorum on me where three of them were out that night. Maddie moved my name to the bottom of the list. This is all record, okay? It's not exaggeration one bit. It's 100% proven fact. That night, she moved my name to the bottom of the list. I was one of the first ones to sign up, but she moved me to the bottom. The John T. White Neighborhood Association came to that council meeting, which I have video, which will be submitted in court. They came and blasted me on the screen. About three or four signed up, and I kept seeing my picture and name and stuff on there on the screen. They blasted me on the screen through the night, and I had to wait to the very end. And with three people going off the media up there, two council members from Maddie, and Gina was acting as pro temp mayor. When the last person was called before me, and they called my name, Willoughby come up, that's when Elizabeth Beck, which makes number four, grabs her stuff and gets up and walks out the door. Doesn't say a word. Just grabs her stuff and gets up and walks out. That breaks the quorum. I couldn't speak that night. So I sat there all night and got blasted. And when I got to the 3.3 minutes, it got taken away by this. This was a conspiracy. It was planned. You know, it was planned. And that kind of shenanigans and stuff they do. And then, just a bunch of childish things, really. It's just child. We don't need that in the city. We've got to have some adults down there. These people are out of touch with reality, and they have control over city and people's lives. Some people have lost their lives between the time this woman's been in office and that. And it could have been avoided if we had a decent mayor in, because the police chief runs out of the building. I chase him out with the camera. But anyway, yeah, I was talking about the mayor. That's one. And then the other lawsuit is against two police officers for abusive force, $10,000. I'm filing a $10,000 suit there for abuse for it. Plenty of video. They removed me from a public meeting at the Hanley Community Center. And there's some really questions there I'd like to get answered to. No one in the building will come forth and say I was disrupted. But nevertheless, the officer wrote up a no trespassing for being disrupted in a meeting. In the film, you can see the video, and there's no one to come forth and say this. But nevertheless, I was taken out of the meeting, banned from the not only city council, but I'm banned from the community center. And to tell you the truth, some people say that's for a year, but it's not written on the paper. So don't buy that crap whatsoever. It has to be written on that paper how long it is. And on that piece of paper they gave me that said, and this goes back to the communist thing, it convicts you without a hearing. You're guilty without any say on this piece of paper, because there's not one person you can call to appeal, and it doesn't have a time. It has a time when it's issued too, but it doesn't have a time for expiration. It doesn't say 1 year from that date, or a hearing, or anyone. And when I tried to call around to get anyone to answer this question, or about this, no one. Even our DA here, Phil Soares, which is a jerk. I mean, our whole system's a mess. He's a Republican. He's a jerk, okay? And, I don't like any of these candidates, and I think people are stupid to vote by party, because there's bad people, too. Mark Vesey's one of the worst Democrats there is in the country. Him and Kate Granger. Oh, that's a good one, too. We're going to see who's running for Kate Granger's spot, too. Might be able to get him on the show. But all this is because we're not taught to be involved in our government, okay? That's the answer. You may not like the answer, but that is it right there. So, okay, 1 hour into it, that's long enough for me. That's longer than I was planning on going. So, anyway, I guess, sign up for our email, find out what show's coming up, and ciao. I'm going to say goodnight for the night. And, I guess I've said it, hadn't I? Okay. Well, anyway, thanks for anybody that does tune in and check these podcasts out. Oh, there we go. I knew something else might come to mind. If anybody, you know anybody, also you'll share this information with anybody. I appreciate it. Share all this information about where FWDistrict5.com with anybody. We're not big. We're small. We're not the media. We don't have that kind of money to reach like we need to. And that's why, you know. But anyway, if you share it, we appreciate it like a virus. We'd like to send it all through the whole city like a virus and get people involved. would like for other people to do shows like this. But also, anybody that knows anybody that's interested in getting into the media market as a sports announcer or a DJ or what have you in the entertainment, you know, and I am always looking for a host to host this show. It'd be great. I'd love to have a host because I'd really like to focus more on doing the my thing I love to do is the promoting and the production, running the switchboard and that. I love that part and get out and doing that. But anyway, it's an ideal spot for someone. We had a host for James McBride for about 10 months. He did a great job, and he moved over to Texas Tech College. So I think he's over working with them in the sporting department there, Martin, and talked to James the other day. But anyway, so it was a great host, and it was excellent help here. And it's ideal for someone that's wanting to get into that kind of business to have them contact me and see if they can come on and host. If anybody wants to know how to be in, you know, to break the ice. Okay, well, that being said, the only thing I can say now is good night.